Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, we're live on the air. This is your host, Cecil the Lion, and we do this every Thursday about this time, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just have a few little minor difficulties, but we are live on the air. And this week, we have a phenomenal show for you because tonight we're looking at celebrating none other than our hometown super producer, two-time Grammy Award winner, J-Rock. That's right, Jerome J-Rock Harmon. And we're live at location at next to the Stage Entertainment Complex, located at 4612 Granberry Road, as we actually have a live studio audience tonight, so you can hear chatter going on in the background. We got the mixer going on. And then also, this is Black Wall Street, Fort Worth. As we do it all the time, we have our third Thursday mixer. That's right, our third Thursday mixer. Every third Thursday, we're at the Next to the Stage Premier Entertainment Complex doing our third Thursday business mixer. So if you got a business and you're thinking about going into business or trying to take your business to the next level, you need to come and join us on Thursdays, on the third Thursday, at Next to the Stage, which is located at 4612 Granberry Road, right here on the southwest side of Fort Worth. You need to come and see us next to, I guess it's next to Charlie's Hamburgers. I'm going to give them a plug. Don't usually do that, but for the sake of you actually finding out where we're at, you can't miss us. We got the Cowboy Blue Building with the Cowboy Gray writing on it. Can't miss that. Looking forward to doing lots of cowboy parties coming here soon, so you need to stay tuned for that. But today, like I said again, we're celebrating J-Rock Day. J-Rock Day. Super producer J-Rock, Jerome Harmon. He's from the fame of that part of that Timbaland music producing thing, which brought you stars like Jay-Z, like Beyonce, like Justin Timberlake, like Usher. The list goes on and on. So it's like we're going to spin a little bit of his music tonight. We're going to actually hopefully we'll get him to call in on the show tonight or somebody from his camp. Just kind of ask a few questions and just kind of see what's going on in his world and what's he been up to since he's been on that whirlwind of a fame of actually producing the last Michael Jackson album, I think it's Escape or whatever, that actually really went over the top with the Justin Timberlake, Michael Jackson duet, A Love Never Felt So Good. So while we're actually getting off into that, we're going to see if we can get a little bit of that on. So bear with me a little bit here. We're going to go into our archives and see if we can get that pulled up for you and get some Love Never Felt So Good. Right on Blog Talk Radio, Black Wall Street, Fort Worth, on the Bomb Network. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We're still, this is your boy, Cecil the Lion, back with you. And like I said, we're going to get that up going on for you in just a second here. We're live on location from 4612 Granberry Road at Next to the Stage Entertainment Complex. And we're bringing that information for you just in a moment there. We got people floating around there actually promoting their businesses. And we're going to be actually here every third Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30 doing our thing right here at the Next to the Stage Entertainment Complex where Black Wall Street, Fort Worth is being held. We come here and we actually are promoting black business in the neighborhood to actually take it to the next level. If you think about being in business or changing for an ownership mindset, we're trying to take you there. So as soon as you can, I need you to actually call in. The call-in number is 929-477-1094. Again, that call-in number is 929-477-1094.
on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, yeah. I look good. Touch my swag, wish you could. I look fly, yeah. I look good.
Bullet on the neck, wow, 50 on the stopwatch. Staring at the diamonds, make you bust it, baby. Hopscotch over here to my spot. Say she want a party. I do it big, baby, like my LRG. Show the air hearted when I'm feeling like a rock band. 87 jeans and white.
Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, this is your boy Cecil the Lion. That was super producer J-Rock in the house on the Love Never Felt So Good, the producer of that cut, featuring Justin Timberlake in the late great singer pop Michael Jackson. And he took that to us and gave that gift with us. I think he was in the group with L.A. Reid and another up and some more up and coming producers, and we got a chance to see them craft that on the Escape album, which went over so well, man, is a big tribute to Mike. Whenever you can get a chance to, you know, do things with Mike, you always want to, you know, put your best foot forward. And that was a big one. So just want to, like, you know, celebrate J-Rock Day here in the Metroplex. Just kind of, if you stick around, I think we're going to get a call from the camp probably somewhere around the middle part of the hour. So stick with us there on Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio. This is your host, Six of the Line. Like I said, we come to you every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. And it looks like I got a caller over there. It looks like from the 817-979. I'm going to go there and see what's happening on the airways. Give me one moment. Let me try to get that caller right there. Go ahead, caller from the 817.
What's going on? What's going on, Cease?
You got it going. You got it there, Alico. So how's it going, man? We got the thing going live over at the complex. 4612 Granbury Road is next to the stage, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got it going on. I'm here live, man. We definitely here doing it big, man. You know, I know you're in one room. I'm in another one. We representing, baby. You know what I'm saying? The Bomb Radio Network, man. Black Wall Street, Fort Worth Radio is definitely in the house. And, man, we got some people definitely representing, man. We had DVA. You know what I'm saying, coming in and represent. We have my man, I'm sitting up here, I'm not trying to figure out where my mind just went, man.
You're on the line. You're on a live location with a live set, with a live audience, man. Your brain, all the juices are going, so no telling what's going to happen when you get put on the spot like that. But, man, I apologize, man.
We got Al Piper in the building with us, man, and we also got, you know, another young lady that's also in the building there representing, you know, we definitely doing it real big, man, so.
You know, yeah. I go way back with Al, man, so I'm glad he's on the call. I want to try to bring him on in a second, man, and if I can, man, out there somewhere in the airwaves and just kind of let him talk about what he does. But Al, if you're looking for a person, man, to take you and give you the real 411 on insurance, this guy, he's the source, y'all. He can get you the best deal, and he don't hold nothing back on it. He's going to give you the real scoop on what you need for your personal needs, business needs, free needs, car needs, all that kind of stuff. So with that being said, I'm going to start fucking plugging in just a moment here. But, you know, today we're celebrating J-Rock Day again in the Metroplex. We have the privilege of being able to get Jerome J-Rock Plummer the keys to the city of Fort Worth last year about this time. And with that being said, once we got those keys to the city there, we have a nice little celebration in Kyle Park. I want to send a shout out to the friends of Kyle Park over there, Brother Cleveland Harris and Yolanda Rossio. They put on a helping hand of being able to help produce that particular event last year about this time. And then a shout out to Angelico Alico Mack, just got off the line there, and his wife Cynthia Banks, you know, from Banks Entertainment and some other things around the city. I was trying to bring you quality entertainment, quality shows, just quality people in the community, trying to, you know, put a little unity in the community, but also doing it in a quality way. But right now I want to go to just a little housekeeping right quick, because we got some other shows, some other things coming up. I want to talk to you about something that's going to be happening tomorrow in the Metroplex, if I can. It's called the Black Lives Matter. Let me see if I can get Alico Mack back on here to talk about Black Lives Matter in just a moment. So, Alico, if you're out there in the land, I want you to chime in on Black Lives Matter for Fort Worth and what they're doing, what that movement is doing here in the Metroplex.
All right, Big Cease, what's up, man? Like I said, we're here live, man, and tomorrow we actually be doing Black Lives Matter, but it starts with ourselves, and it'll be at the Como Recreation Center. It's 4900 Horn Street in Como, Texas, and we're being proactive in our movement. Actually, you know, we're all involved in this. The whole Bomb Radio Network is involved, Black Wall Street Radio, Sagu Radio actually be live in the mix tomorrow. From 7 to 9. We also have our other two shows, which is Career Talk and also Safe for You. So we're all involved in this, man, and we're having a lot of information. We're having artists to come out, man, and we're really going to get this thing going. And we're planning not only after this one, we'll be in Stop 6, Texas, doing the same thing on the 23rd, Friday evening. So we'll be there Friday tomorrow, man, live with the Bomb Radio Network. We'll actually be doing the show from 7 to 9, and we really want to be proactive in saving our people's lives in our communities. We don't want to wait for somebody to die in order to, you know, start marching and start having different things. So we decided to come out and start and stand up on what we do. You know what I'm saying? We have all these platforms to stand on, and so that's what we're doing. We're standing on these platforms, and those that want to stand with us, they're more than welcome. And Black Lives Matter Fort Worth, man, is definitely taking full effect. It starts with ourselves, you know, trust before tragedy, man. We'll be talking about HIV and AIDS. We'll be talking about black-on-black crime. We'll be talking about police brutality, how we can really prevent a lot of this stuff here. That's what it's about, prevention, man. We're looking for solutions. We already know what the problem is. Now we're looking for the solutions, man. So come on out. Hear from my man, Cecil the Lion, man, talking about Black Wall Street, Fort Worth, you know, how you can gain black businesses. You know, come out and listen to, you know, Miss Tammy talking about Success Through Respect program, how you can bridge the gap from cops and civilians. You know, we have entertainment, you know, a little bit of stuff to keep us entertained. And also come out and talk and listen to HIV. We also have the journey to healing hearts, which actually be talking about if you lost a loved one, you know what I'm saying, due to senseless violence, you know what I'm saying, they are there for you as well. So we are here for you, man, and I appreciate the platform, Cease, man, for you doing your thing, man. You're doing a great job. Let's get this thing going, baby. It's Black Wall Street Radio. We in effect, baby. Check us out tomorrow live, Como, Texas, 4900 Horn Street. We'll be there live from 7 to 9, and we'll be getting it in, man, and we look for the community to show up and show out, man.
There you have it, my man, Lico Mac, with a mouthful, man, on that sagu, step your game up with the Black Lives Matter, man, and breaking mental chains, man. Just want to do a little housekeeping on that sagu and just let them talk about the radio show. This radio show, sagu, step your game up, coming out on every Friday night, but hey, he can do it better than I can, so let him do it.
Yo, what's up, family? It's your boy, Lico Mac, with Sagu Radio, and you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network right here on blogtalkradio.com. Now it's time to step your game up.
Hey, hey. And then we got some other people in the
house.
This
is Brent,
man,
Carmichael with Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, Safe for You. And you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
All right, my good people, this is Cecil the Lion back on the airways. And looks like we got a caller, man, been on hold for a nice little round there from the 214. 868. I'm gonna see if we can bring the caller in and let them see who's on that line there. So 214-828. 868. Go ahead, caller.
Hello there, Cecil.
It's Cecil.
It's the Green Eye Piper, man. Yes, sir. How are you all today,
man? We're just here, man, trying to probably get a little unity in the community and try to up some uplift, just like Black Wall Street Radio, Footwork Radio, what we're all about, man, is trying to promote black business. We got a lot of business out there, so a lot of people speaking black business, they don't know what and when to find a quality black business and how to support us. So we put this platform out from our radio standpoint just to give those people a place to go and actually some direction. And then we're also trying to change mindsets. You know, right now, we got a lot of movements going on. We got, you know, Black Wall Street. We got Black Lives Matter. We got the Ferguson thing going on. We got stuff happening in Ohio, New York, Miami, Atlanta, you know, just all across the nation where things are happening. But without a, you know, it's one thing to have an army, but an army with no finances, man, is soon to fall apart. So we're trying to get the mindset of trying to create a human black business in the next 2 weeks. So,
absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about your business and what you do, man?
Absolutely. First of all, Cecil, I thank you for this opportunity. And again, my name is Al Piper, and I represent Nationwide Insurance as one of the major carriers. But also, I do all types of insurance, particularly commercial and business type insurance. But let me say that, first of all, I want to say you're doing a great job with the Black Wall Street initiative here. I believe it's very important that we rise economically. And when economics within our community rises, I think it will facilitate less crime, less violence, giving young men and women an opportunity to earn money legally. And certainly the insurance industry, by the way, is such an industry that young people can get into in a variety of professions. So that's something I would certainly recommend that young people look into, and that is in the insurance industry, where you have opportunities for, of course, sales. Insurance sales is always a good money maker. I'm still working on it, but
so tell me, so you hit something on the head right there. Now, when a person is like I guess an insurance broker, right? Are they actually going into business for themselves?
Absolutely, in the right situation or circumstances, there are different agency models, but certainly you want to seek one where, as you build your book of business, you also have ownership in your book of business. And you're not just building a book of business for someone else to benefit from. So I would say, with respect to that, you can certainly evolve into owning your own business as an insurance agent or broker. And that does create an opportunity to do that. Doesn't require college education, just requires dedication and effort in learning the various insurance products that you may be selling.
I guess I want to say, well, as a young man or a young woman or a man or a woman for that matter, once to find an interest in going into being an insurance broker, is the pathway to where they can actually come up under an experienced broker or a firm like yourself, get that knowledge, learn, get their book of business, and then go out and actually, you know, eventually get their own agency or something like that?
Yes, sir. And it simply starts with simply getting your license. And mm-hmm. the state of Texas, of course, requires that you have a license to sell insurance. Basically, there are two types of licenses. One is for life and health insurance type products, and the other is what is called property and casualty. Property and casualty would be, of course, auto, homeowners, and different types of business insurance. I will say that there's opportunities in other areas, such as an insurance adjuster. I was an insurance adjuster for 25 years before I started the agency. And I will say that there's quite a demand for insurance adjusters, particularly in catastrophic type situations where independent adjusters are in great demand when there are hurricanes and wildfires, tornadoes, hail. Insurance companies need someone to go out and do the inspections and determine the extent of damages. And that's something you can get training for, which I have the opportunity to do such training at several local training institutions.
Man, that sounds phenomenal, man. I know there's so much to the insurance business, man. I want to, you know, say thank you for coming on to the show. But before I actually, let you go there, man, I want you to plug that business one more time, man, so people can find out where you're at, how to get in contact with you, to have a conversation or just partake on the services, man. Can you get up for us one more time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My name again is Al Piper, and again, I represent Nationwide Insurance. The name of the agency is Harnem Insurance Agency, Harnem. Insurance agency. My phone number is 214-868-7473. Again, that's 214-868-7473. And I have a full service agency there that can accommodate any and all insurance needs.
Again, I want to say thank you. Thank you for coming to Black Wall Street Footwork Radio. You had Mr. Al Piper on the line there. He was talking about his insurance business. And since we're on the business of professional businesses there, I'm going to plug another J. Rod written song. Hey,
662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662-662- Come on, New York!
Turn up!
There to be able to be able to do this. I mean, to be able to come in and partake on all this fun that we're going to be having on Saturday. A little bit more housekeeping, so give me one moment there, y'all.
Yeah. And then, of course, I see I'm a little beard.
Hey, this is your girl, Kay. You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, what's up, family? It's your boy, Liko Mack, with Sagu Radio, and you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network right here on blogtalkradio.com. Now it's time to step your game up.
Hey, teens, check out the Career Scoop Teen Talk Show for teens by teens. Join the Scoop Troop as they scoop up your future and dish out success every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Don't forget, tell your teens and shout out your friends right here on the Bomb Radio Network, live at blogtalkradio.com. Hey, teens, check out the Career Scoop Teen Talk Show for teens.
This is Brent Carmichael, and you can listen to Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, Safe for You, every Sunday night from 6 to 8 Central Time, where we talk music and ways to positively connect your community. So join us from 6 to 8 Central on Sunday nights right here on the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com, where you are always in the place to be.
Yo, what's up, family? It's Liko Mack, and you can listen to Sagu Radio every Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time as we highlight independent artists, conduct great interviews, and play great music. So join us every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalk.com.
This is Cecil the Lion. And you can listen to Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll share black history facts and tips for today's black business owner. So join me, Cecil the Lion, every Thursday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
817-566, you're on the line, caller.
Hey, Cecil, this is Kay.
Hey, Kay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, welcome to the show, man. We're on a live location, and there's things that are going live, and they're happening around us, man, right over here at the next to the Stage Entertainment Complex. Man, we got business people coming in and out. We got people calling into the show. We actually plug in Jake, celebrating J-Rock Day, and now we got Miss Kay on the line.
Yes. Ain't that something?
So how's everything going in your world?
Everything is fine. I have no complaints. I can say that.
I want to commend you for one thing. I know it's like all the shows that we have on the Bomb Network, it seems like you support us in a big way, so we just want to give you the number one supporter of the week, and nobody else has said that you are number one supporter for the week because you're on every show that we actually put out there, and we want to thank you for being able to support us. But another thing I want to support you is just being out in the community, and I don't know if you had how much other shows you heard, but you know we got the trash bags cleanup over in Kyle Park coming up this weekend.
And with that being said,
I know you've been putting out the word as well. You are part of that effort of putting out the word, and it looks like we have almost 600 people signed up to be at the park on that Saturday.
I'm waiting for the coach from Poly High School basketball team to get in touch with me, trying to get them down there too.
Man, it's going to be phenomenal on Saturday morning to see kids getting up. You know, I'm not used to kids now that are getting up early, but to see kids get up early, you know, on a Saturday morning, just come down and kick it in the park, man, it's going to take me back a little bit. I guess it's going to keep me young.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, so it's kind of good to see them be able to take part of that and see what's going on.
Yeah.
So, I just want to make sure that, you know, that you're down in attendance, man, and just let them know that we're going to have, you know, we got free T-shirts. We got bounce houses on lock. We got face painting. We have, and of course, we got the free food. And, you know, that's always a good thing. But then there's going to be a whole lot of fun in our own neighborhood, man.
Man, that's a blessing. Parents getting to mingle with their kids, you know, and it's free.
And then on top of that, especially if you got, you know, me, I'm in the grandparent level now, so I have to put that on the radio there. But it's like, I'm gonna put mine in the park early that day, man, and tire them out for a good 4 hours. We're gonna start the registration about 8 o'clock, going through the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
But that many people in there, we probably only have to pick up one piece of trash, and we'll probably be through. You know, when you got 600 people in the park, it ain't gonna take that long to do what you gotta do to beautify it. So it's mainly just for us to be like a networking event, so they can actually come network a little bit, pick up a piece of trash and throw it in, get the photo op and say, hey, I picked up my piece for the day and got my T-shirt and, you know, mix and mingle, let them babies run, get them out the way. And then you can share the afternoon all to yourself because we're going to be in there and out of there. And by 2 o'clock, we have the whole park got to be clear. So we start at 8. On registration, for those who haven't been, you know, still looking to pick their T-shirts up, we're bringing all people to pick their T-shirts up today and tomorrow. We'll have them at the park on Saturday. And if you didn't sign up, come because we're going to have some extra T-shirts as well. Then from there, we go into the cleanup from about like 8:30 to right about 10:30. And then 11 o'clock, we're going to kick off the biggest after party in Kyle Park for picking up some trash. You know, because we're going to have everybody celebrating because it's like if we could just start them up picking up trash at Kyle Park, maybe they'll pick up their room and take the trash out of their home and all that kind of good stuff, huh?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I see a caller. We got a call on 682-221. I'm coming at you, caller, so bear with me. Ms. Kay, what you got going on in the neighborhood so far? Anything special in your part, neck of the woods?
Trying to get in touch with the governor is who they said I need to speak with about why is it that when the grandparents or other family members keep the kids, they're not getting any help. And I feel like with these elders out here, it's already hard enough for them. And then they have to take care of their grandbabies for whatever reason, you know, and they don't have enough to go around. They're not. So we're trying to find out how we can stop that.
Well, you know, I want to send this challenge out with what Ms. Kay is talking about on the line there. Black Wall Street business people, if you're out there, if you're a business and you're looking for a cause to be part of, I'm suggesting you be part of this one. You know,
yeah.
We're going to be in the park on Saturday. Hopefully, Ms. Kay will be there. So what we want you to do is actually just be able to call them and just kind of chime in. And when you come to the park, come in looking. If you listen to the show, say, who's Ms. Kay? I want to know who that person is. And let them fill you in on what's going on, especially if you're a black business person. If you got the mindset to be a black business person, you want to help and get started on being there and have your own meeting to contribute to causes. We want you to actually be there at the park, look for me, Cecil the Lion, and I'm going to get you your lion's share with all this money that's actually coming that has your name on it, but you're not claiming. So, Ms. Kay, again, I want to say thank you for dropping by and being a friend of the show and a friend of the Bond Network, as always. And I'm going to pick up on that 682-221. We're coming right at you.
Okay.
And that's when we say, hey, thank you for being a friend of the show.
You're welcome.
You got it. 682-221. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
682-221. Go ahead, caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Jackie calling from Fort Worth.
Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
I want to say thank you for being a friend of the show today and calling in. This is Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio, and I'm Cecil the Lion. I want to say thank you for being a part of our show and supporting us today. I saw your number on there earlier. Looks like y'all are having a good time, and so it's like I tried to reach out to you, but I'm glad we got you before we went off the air. So I want to let you know you got a platform. So looks like I got some information on you. Looks like you're a real estate agent?
Yes, I am a real estate consultant and agent with Keller Williams Fort Worth.
Well, tell us a little bit about your business and let the world know what you're doing, or let the Metroplex know what you're doing right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay, well, great. Yeah, I serve Dallas-Fort Worth, and I am one of the top real estate agents in the area. I have my own group. It's called the Adeyemo Property Group, and we basically help anywhere from first-time buyers up to people that want to move up to their next house and also empty nesters that want to move down. So we're just running the whole gamut. We also do commercial property. We do commercial leases. We sell commercial property for churches and small businesses that want to get into lease options.
Well, okay. I mean, lease options and commercial property. What about the different types of loans and everything that are out there for individuals? I'm kind of dumb. I know a little bit, but just a little bit enough to be dumb about it. So I hear things like VHA, VA, and conventional, and all that kind of. What does all that mean?
Well, basically, I can only touch a little bit on the loans because I am not a licensed loan officer. I must say that, but since I do a lot of real estate deals, I basically can say just a few things about that. You know, our regular conventional loans are getting so many more options these days. We have some no money downs. We have some 3% downs, 5% downs, and the normal 10% downs for investors. You know, there's basically the 20% down loans. And then for our first-time buyers, we have the well-known FHA loans, of course. And we always like to favor our VAs, the veterans loans. So there's a gamut of loans out there, and I have loan officers that I send my people to get the best knowledge about that.
So if we're trying to reach you for your business to find out all these different ways that we can acquire property, how will we get in contact with you?
Please call me, Jackie Adeyemo. I'm at 621-5678. That's
682-221-5678. That sounds like a deal. It's like, hey, I'm looking for me a new line, then I need to call Miss Jackie. And actually, and put it down and tell her, I need a new lines den. Can you help me get a loan on my lines den? The Cecil Lion needs some another place to put the pride in.
I can help you. I can help you. Give me a call.
Hey, I want to say thank you, Ms. Jackson, for coming to the show. And thank you for being a supporter of the show today. We do this every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So don't be a stranger to the show. And then also, we do a live mixer at Next to the Stage Premier Entertainment Complex
located at 4612 Granbury Road in Fort Worth. That's next to the stage, Premier Entertainment Complex at 4612 Granbury Road. So we appreciate you coming by the show, and we're going to actually go in because it is J-Rock Day. We're going to play one more tune from the J-Rock collection and then actually go back and do a little bit more housekeeping. So you bear with me there, and we're actually going to put just a little bit more J-Rock in your ear hole. And this is Cecil Aline for Black Wall Street Radio Fort Worth here on the Bomb Network. And as we go through and drop a little bit more of this music, I want to say about this time last year, again, just to reiterate, we had a chance to actually have superstar producer J-Rock here and actually were able to give him the keys to the city with some help from our friends over at the Friends of Kyle Park. They stepped up to the game, and we actually went down and challenged the city and said, hey, we want to make sure that we honor one of our own to be able to get him there. So we got another cut you guys may be familiar with from superstar Beyonce, a cut that superstar producer J-Rock helped produce.